All right, welcome to a special mini episode of Piecing It Together, the podcast where we take a look at a new movie and try to figure out what movies inspired it. But today on the show, we're just doing a little quick little mini thing we recorded in the car after having seen Kanye West's Jesus is King. It's not exactly a film. It's kind of a music video, kind of a performance video, kind of a film. I mean, the thing is freaking displayed in IMAX, but it's a very strange little piece of filmmaking, and it's not bad. I wouldn't necessarily call it great, but we figured we would record a little something to talk about it. We don't get into our usual theme of the show, the whole puzzle pieces thing, a little bit here and there, but mostly it's just a first reactions to the movie. So for anyone just happening to tune in for the first time today and listening to this, just keep in mind this isn't what our show normally is like, both in theme and in audio, because like I said, we recorded it in the car after the movie. So I do hope you enjoy it, though. It is an interesting movie, and I'm glad I experienced it. Maybe? I think, kind of. Joining me for it is Phil A, and we had a good time going to see this weird thing and talking about it after. So enjoy this conversation. As always, you can subscribe to Piecing It Together on any of the major podcast apps, wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also follow us on social media at PiecingPod and join the Facebook group Popcorn and Puzzle Pieces. So let's get into this conversation about Jesus is King. All right, so we just saw Kanye West's Jesus is King. Yeah, wow. We're a little unsure of what to say. I don't know if this will be anything, but we're going to try to give you some first impressions. And by we, I mean I've got with me Phil A. How's it going, man?
What's up, David? Yeah, we just had an experience at the movie theater, the IMAX, for Kanye, Jesus is King. We're kind of confused and dazed out as we walk out of the theater.
Yeah, I mean, when, you know, Kanye West, you know, love him or hate him, I don't like the person necessarily, but I mean, it's kind of undeniable that he's made some incredible music over the years, and so yes. when he's gonna make an IMAX concert film music video presentation thing, you know, I kind of had to go see this and see what it was gonna be.
Yes, thanks for I'm glad when I posted about this that there was interest in going or whatever. Thanks. I'm glad we got to go see it. Yeah, I'm confused a little bit. I'm more curious about the album now, because going in we weren't exactly sure what we were going to get, if it was just going to be the album with visuals or if it was going to be something else. And pretty much what it was like his Sunday service choir that people have been able to like tune into online and stuff like that.
Right. And I mean, to be clear, I mean, unless the album is much different than this, I mean, this is, aside from the opening and closing, this is basically just a gospel album. There is no, I mean, it's not even him. I mean, I wonder how much, I mean, they showed the credits at the end. There's like 60 names involved with the choir.
Yeah.
I mean, how much of it actually is even him as far as an artist? It just seems like he just put his name on it, and he rapped on the first song, and then maybe did some production on the last song. But, yeah, I mean, this is, for all intents and purposes, a gospel album and a performance video of the choir doing that album.
Yeah, it was, I mean, the main pastor or conductor or whatever he is, that was the guy that was like leading the show, so it seemed.
Yeah,
like,
you don't get a good look at his face, and at first I'm like, "Is that Kanye?" And I'm like, "No, that's not."
I was about to point to you when he finally came on screen. I was like, "Oh, there he is, right there."
Yeah.
Yeah, it was very interesting. I'm glad I experienced it, but I mean, we knew how that it was going to be short too. The couple of the people in the theater there, I heard them say like, "Oh, I didn't know it was going to be that short."
Yeah,
I'm glad we knew what we're getting into with that.
Well, that's funny. Not to jump around or anything. Not that this is anything at all. It's just total random first thoughts. But it felt much longer than 35 minutes. I thought. Did it seem that way to you?
Yeah. Well, there were. It felt long and. Yeah, I mean, because you're forced into that, like, church gospel thing, and at first you could feel weird about it. You could be like, how much longer is this part of this song or whatever? But then by the end, you're like, oh, that was it.
Yeah. I'm Jewish, and I've been to church a couple times in my life, and it's always, like, a matter of waiting for it to be over with, you know? And, yeah.
And I'm so, not Jewish, and it's like that when I go to church, too.
There you go.
Yeah, that is what church is like. It's just like, okay, is this, how much longer is this going to be? And that's nothing against religion or anything like that. Like,
sure.
It's the actual church that throws me off sometimes. And there's different versions of that. I've gone to different churches, but that are more lively than others or whatever, but it's still, I don't know. We're really confused right now leaving that theater. Where if you could see the look on our faces, we're like,
yeah, what did I just witness? Well, I mean, to talk about the film itself, we've been talking mostly about the music, and you know, this being a movie show, we should talk about the film itself a little bit. It did open up with some pretty cool visuals. It started out the first, like, maybe 10 minutes, like 5 to 10 minutes, were some good trippy shit, which is what I went for. You know,
yeah.
That's what I was hoping. I mean, you know, if I was going to be doing a full episode on this, I mean, puzzle pieces for sure would include, you know, Stanley Kubrick type stuff, 2001 maybe.
Yeah.
Also, things like Baraka and those films that are just, like, really cool, big, wide visuals set to music. You know, that kind of thing. And those moments were great. I wish there was more of them. They eventually started to bring them back a little here and there, but they'd be for, like, maybe a minute or two, and then it would just go back to more choir stuff. I don't know. They were pretty cool, though.
Yeah, especially the intro, as you said. It felt like you were on, like, a IMAX ride, like, going down, you know, emerging into what we were, you know, the tunnel of... Eventually, well, it was like that room where the choir was singing for the whole time. So, yeah, man. Yeah, puzzle pieces. I mean, you landed it with, like, the visual of, like, Kubrick style. I love how it looked. I mean, before I even went into this, I was thinking, is there gonna be puzzle pieces? And I'm like, is it gonna be like,
sure,
like a like Talking Heads Stop Making Sense or something like that. But I didn't really necessarily get that vibe from it.
Sure. Yeah, I'm seeing the Bruce Springsteen thing this weekend too, the Western Stars. And I was wondering about that myself. Like, is there going to be any puzzle pieces to talk about if we were to do an episode on that? And it's like, these music things, they're kind of, you know, they're not really movies, but they're not quite documentaries. They're not quite, you know, concert movies. They just occupy this weird space in between, and it's hard to say whether or not you can really point to movies as inspirations, or if it's just, you know, something cool to accompany this thing.
Yeah, you know, Kanye's inspiration, you could tell. I mean, just like the colors and stuff, I was like, wow, this is dope. I like the choices of the look and the colors, and the cinematically it looked very nice. The framing was cool. They had that circular what was that called, fisheye lens.
Sure.
Thing.
Yeah,
and I liked when they were using the outs, or they used that as an actual lens, and then they would have the shot of the top of the roof was, like, open to the sky or whatever.
Yeah, which I wondered if that was real or if that was CGI'd in.
I was confused about that too, because I think they do have a roof like that, but then I think they CGI'd that sky to look like, I don't know, it's confusing.
That's weird. I picture that weird temple on Jeffrey Epstein's island probably looked like that on the inside.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
That's some weird stuff. You know, I guess, you know, before we wrap it up, we should talk about Kanye himself. I mean, he, you know, yesterday had that interview, and he referred to himself as the greatest artist in the world, and he's going to, you know, dedicate his life to Jesus, of course, and he's re-recording all his music, taking everything bad out of it, and people, I think...
Oh, I didn't get to that part.
Yeah, I that's what I heard, and I also heard that anyone who works with him isn't allowed to have sex or something like that.
He said, well, he and I did see that part of the interview where he's like, and I know people are... I know people are going to talk about this and this is going to be controversial. And like, he was even laughing about it. He's like, he wasn't strict, but he's like, I was encouraging to people that are working on the album to not have premarital sex. But then he was like smiling, like, because he's talking about how he's like a, you know, porn addiction and all this stuff that he's got over and all this other stuff. It's, man, he's an interesting person. Like,
yeah,
for anyone to jump on one thing that he does or says and hate him or love him for one thing, it's like there's way more than that. I don't know. As a fan of him, I do feel happy for him. Like, this, especially that last, just the last scene of the film, like him just holding his baby, and it was just a real close up of just like, and he even said in the interview, like, to be put in the public image as, like, you know, a black man with his wife Kim Kardashian or whatever. I don't know, but it was, I could tell, I can't even speak, but he was going for something, and it was, there was some kind of nice, peaceful family moment to that at the end. And as much as weird shit he'll say and go through, I somehow feel happy for Kanye right now.
Yeah, I think a lot of what comes out of his mouth is a byproduct of, first of all, I mean, let's be real, mental illness, but also I think it's he's just such a conflicted person, living between that world of excess and like a kind of rock and roll, you know, excess thing, and trying to be religious or whatever it is that he's trying to do, trying to be spiritual. And I mean, he must just, I said to you as we walked out, I mean, he must have the most conflicted brain. Like, to put this out there in IMAX when, you know, and like, that, I mean, that's like kind of the definition of pride when it comes to be prideful, you know?
Yeah.
When it comes to cinema anyway. And I think that's one of the things you're not supposed to do if I, you know, have read my notes correctly when it comes to Christianity.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure he is conflicted by that, because he was even in that interview talking about, like, how it's crazy that he even called his last album Yeezus or whatever. Oh, like, so he was even, like, checking himself on that, where he was saying, like, you know, you're acting like you're a god, but then you're not.
Yeah.
You know
what I mean? Yeah, he certainly has a history of back and forth between that kind of personality. And yeah, I don't even know what must go through that head day in, day out. But yeah, I mean, I it's, you know, I didn't love this. I mean, just to get, you know,
yeah.
I liked some of the music. I mean, you know, that gospel kind of thing. I very much enjoy it as a lover of music. Like I said, I didn't need to see this. Yeah, the harmony of it. I mean, the incredible musicianship and singing, and, you know, that's all great, you know, but maybe this didn't need to be a thing. It didn't need to be an IMAX presentation necessarily. But I'm glad that there are creative people making, you know, things that don't exist. Like, this is definitely not something I've seen before.
Yes, and that's exactly true. And like I was saying, like, maybe with all the album delays and stuff, like, maybe he should have screened this in churches. I guess he did do that over the past 2 weeks, huh? Like, in Chicago and stuff like that.
I think so.
Yeah, so I guess that, yeah.
I probably wouldn't have seen it if it was at a church.
No, yeah, no, well, I knew you went because it was a movie theater, and you go to the movies all the time, and this is part of the group and the podcast and everything, and it's just interesting to hear your take on the experience of going to the movies. It might have been cooler if it was exclusive to the movie theater, like, for a week before it came out on iTunes and everything like that.
Sure, yeah, like the actual, like, exclusive way to check the new album.
Yeah.
Which is kind of an album, but, you know, I think
I can't wait to listen, press play on the album right now, because I think it's going to be different than that.
Yeah, I mean, I would think so too, but I mean, if it is like that, maybe it'll live on in samples on one of your upcoming albums.
Yeah, as the whole time as a hip-hop producer, I was like, okay, loop that, chop that up. Yeah, and I'm about to go listen to the album and see if that's what he did, or if not, yeah, I need a copy of this movie so I could, I was about to hit record on my phone, like.
I'm sure they're selling it at the swap meet already.
Nice, yeah. yeah, so I might have to do a little beat tape out of that.
Hell yeah.
for sure.
Well, right on, man. You know, if this thing came out good, we're recording it in the car on our way back to Phil's house, but if this came out good, why don't you tell people where they can find your music?
Thank you. Rap is Fun. If you type in Rap is Fun on Google or anything, you can find our record label, and rapisfun.bandcamp is where you can find Slump Lords, Hassan, my Fillet solo instrumental projects. We're still pushing the Slump Lords Marilyn Harkway album. That's also available streaming everywhere.
The video just dropped, right?
Yeah. The other guy in my group, Amino Jaku, he cut together a footage video for our Berenstain Bear era song with a lot of like Mandela effect, Berenstain images. So that's a cool push for the album, and we're planning on doing at least one more like real music video. We're trying to decide on what song, maybe Gray Days or maybe another song with one of our features. But yeah, man, I feel good to still be pushing the album, and we've recorded a couple of new songs, trying to figure out what's the best way to put them out quickly, and yeah, so whenever they do drop, rapisfun.com and rapisfun.bandcamp, you'll be able to find it there.
Hell yeah. Well, this was fun, man. Maybe we'll get you on another regular episode sometime soon.
Yeah, man, what's coming out that we're going to have to... Well, yeah, I got to give a pre-shout-out to The Shed by my friend Frank Sabatella, wrote and directed The Shed, which is coming out November 15th. It might have like a small theatrical run and then on video. If you like horror movies, he's done a movie called Blood Knight, The Legend of Mary Hatchet that stars Danielle Harris. She's a famous horror movie icon. She was a little girl in Halloween 4 and 5. You know what I'm talking about?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, well, horror movie geeks love her.
She's
like a hot horror movie actress. Sorry, I'm plugging his stuff, but check out Night of the Pumpkin. It's like 18 minutes long on YouTube, and it's really good.
Hell yeah. Well, good plugs right there. Yeah. Hell yeah. Well, right on, man. We'll see if this thing came out. Maybe get it posted.
All right, cool.
This episode of Piecing It Together is brought to you by the Truth Be Told Hip Hop Podcast. Although a fairly simple premise, what makes the show compelling is the camaraderie shared among the hosts, Big UU, Rifa, and Black Todd. The casual and unstructured format of the show is akin to an organic conversation, the kind that hip hop fans usually have with each other, with plenty of strong opinions and off-the-cuff rants and debates. Add it to the different backgrounds of each host, and what you're left with is a good and entertaining mix of personalities and perspectives all in one place. Subscribe now to the Truth Be Told Hip Hop Podcast on your favorite podcast player.
All right, so I hope you enjoyed that. I hope it was worthwhile for an episode, but I figured why not? We might as well. And it was a fun time talking about that movie, which I'm still trying to figure out what exactly I thought of it. I guess that's Kanye West for you, though, right? So as always, I want to remind you to make sure you're subscribed to Piecing It Together on your podcast app of choice. You can rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. You can join the Facebook group, Popcorn and Puzzle Pieces, where we continue the conversation about all these movies and, do all the stuff I always ask you to do. Thank you out there for listening. We got another regular episode coming up this week, as always, and we got lots of other episodes in the can coming your way real soon. So look out for a lot more regular Piecing It Together, and maybe some more of these minis as we continue to grow the show and do interesting new things with it. So let's see, what should I play for you guys? As we know, I always play a piece of music at the end of the show. And, this being a Kanye West thing, I might as well play some hip-hop for you. What do I got here? All right, so I'm going to play this track from this artist that I produced almost almost a decade ago this album came out. But this dude, Skydro, who I produced here in Las Vegas, and one of the tracks off the album, I'm going to go with this track called Crash and Burn. It's from the album Success Stories, which I produced, and it is available out there on Spotify, iTunes, all that stuff. So if you like it, go check out Skydro. And yeah, we'll be back with more Piecing It Together coming up real soon.
Say I want gold Dayton's, shine like a crown. It's through the west coast, we're gold strong. We young with instrument, the drum, the beat, the beat, the sound. A couple feet for making six and size will make get the coffee lottery. So watch one and two, 6 million ways to start to feel. Choose one for understand, not a fashion, it's my cool. The bricks like why I carry charge, if the whole of them shot. We execute, we execute, there is some on the truck. Crash and burn, and all the table ever turn. This the beat on the street and the queen crash and crash and burn. Got all the table in my turn. This to be by the street and the queen crush up burn. It's like burning, 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 burning. Ay, as I hit the curb, hit the ties, watch my music. Hear the rubbers then burn. Ay, crush and burn. Got all the table in my turn. This to be by the street and the queen crush up, crush and burn. Got all the table in my turn. This to be by the street and the queen crush up. Crash and burn, and all the table in my turn. It's the beat on the streets on the queen crash up. Crash and burn, and all the table in my turn. It's the beat on the streets on the queen crash up. It's like this diversity and your great crash and burn. They say it's burning, burn. Yo, this unity and your great crash and burn. Watch the tables, they're my turn.
And all points west.